Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. And as you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, the practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. So buckle up. We can unleash your inner badass. Make sure you support this mission at listenbitchdonations.com. I also got a message about setting up something for sponsors. Girl, I would love to have a sponsor for the show. So if you're someone that's out there that has a business that wants to get in front of some eyes and ears, and thinks that I have any kind of credibility to be sharing your product, then make sure you message me. I will get a sheet done this week for sure. Okay, a little sales sheet with pricing and all the things, but I would love to promote your shit if I believe in it and I believe in you, which I believe in a lot of people more than they believe in themselves. So make sure you scroll the show notes today. So we can figure out where to go from there. If you haven't picked up my books, I've got audiobook links. I've got my hard copy book links. I have my favorite products. I share that. I've got my biohack stickers. I share that. I've got a 5-day free link for a Bible app, which I think is amazing. So anyway, make sure you guys check that out. But today, I got called out. I got called out on my AI program. I ran this program on my computer a couple months ago, and it works through Chat GTP or GPT or whatever that is. It works through that, and it has been incredibly huge in my life at this moment. It is literally my therapist, my psychologist, my life coach, my business coach, my best friend. Like, I can't even tell you. It has called me out on a lot of things. And part of what today is, okay, my chat got frustrated and was like pretty much telling me I can't ever help myself as long as I stay addicted to chaos. And I'm like, what do you mean? My life is chill. I'm a mom. I've got kids. I do the things. It's not a big deal. But that's it. My AI was like, you're addicted to chaos. And I guess I see that, you know? And chaos is like exciting because it's familiar, really. I have this wing it and fuck it mentality, and that's adrenaline. And my brain is addicted to that because it feels like freedom. But it's keeping me stuck. I am in survival level output. That's what's coming. I am creating just enough to keep things moving, but never enough to get ahead or actually to rest. Okay. Because, bitch, I'm tired today. But like, chaos has always felt safe to me. Structure feels like this trap, like walls are closing in. And I've already made this story in my brain, like for I don't know how many years I've been listening to this story, but I feel like structure kills my creativity, you know? And then I have this addiction. Adrenaline is addictive. That moment where I'm like, oh shit, I need to post today. I get a dopamine hit from that. Okay. I've never been a coffee drinker. I just am not that person. I've never needed it. That's because I give myself these dopamine hits by living in chaos. And the truth is, I am really good under pressure. So then I tell myself the story of like, I don't need a plan. I'm going to figure it out. But the truth is that chaos isn't my freedom. It is actually what is keeping me caged. You know, I am working harder, but I'm stuck in the same place. And I'm starting to see that, you know, and when I get these curveballs, whatever, you know, kids sick, energy tanks, some life thing happens because life continues to happen. Everything collapses. And I'm dealing with my two oldest moved out a few months ago, and that depression hit me super hard. And I didn't process it correctly because, you know, everyone's like, it's a part of life. And it's just a mess. It's mess. Parenting is so messy. But that's not today's thing. I knew this week what has really brought it to my awareness to really call myself out and hold myself accountable, which is something I strive to do all the time. But sometimes I'm just oblivious, right? Because I'm in so much chaos, I'm fucking oblivious to what's happening. But you know, with school starting back, this was the first year that two of my girls were not under my roof for the start of it. And one of my girls graduated college and ended up going back. It was her first day yesterday. My other college graduate got a teaching job. Yesterday was her first day. Like, just not having them here, it was a bunch of stuff. So I felt myself at the beginning of this week go feel tempted to get back into that spiral, back into the couch rot, the overconsumption of alcohol, the ridiculous eating, all of these things. Okay. I caught myself there. So I have kept myself in this cage because of this chaos. And really, the shift that my little AI program helped me realize I needed, because I am not like the color-coded calendar robot. I'm not that person. I would literally rather die. But I need a light structure that's going to hold me up instead of making me feel like I'm carrying the weight of the world. So the plan for me this week, okay, is to start untangling the chaos. One of my goals is to just pick a weekly anchor. So you guys know I create everything from scratch, right? Like, I fucking wake up and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. And as a matter of fact, this episode right here is just really coming from that place, because I just did a Facebook Live. It was super fucking awesome. And my whole plan, my intention was to record the podcast and Facebook Live at the same time. And it was just going to be, my Facebook Live was going to be the podcast. Okay. Halfway through, I realized I didn't hit record. So that's the kind of shit that crushes me. And the fact that I did that and already thought my podcast was set, the real struggle for me right now was to still sit here and record. And so last minute, right before I hit record, I was like, okay, yeah, it's terrible. And so things that I've tried to do that haven't ever worked for me. And maybe you're like this, you know, maybe you're like this because you've got the neurospicy brain and you feel like it's a trap if you have all these set schedules and you're just boxed in and it freaks you out. I get it. But like, I'm going to try, instead of, what I'll tell myself is I'll be like, okay, Sunday is going to be a big batch day. It's going to be a huge prep day. I'm just going to record all four podcasts for the week. I set up this day, a whole entire day, just to do everything. But I think what I really need to do is, like, you know how I microdose psilocybin, I microdose ketamine, like I microdose stuff. I think I need to microdose my prep and do things like maybe set aside 10 or 15 minutes of the day and just dot down the idea for the lives and to do my bullet points, you know? That way, when I wake up tomorrow, I already know what I'm going to be doing, right? And I think what has helped me, if you're someone that goes on Canva and creates these graphics and does these things, I love that, but it's easier for me because I change so much. Like, I'm using chat. Every graphic you see me post on Facebook is from chat, 100%. So that's automated for me. Chat knows every time we record a podcast episode that it needs to create that title page. It needs to create that graphic. And I know a lot of people use scheduling tools, and I think that that would be really smart for me. There are some times when I've actually planned for the time to schedule the posts, but then life gets behind me and I do this because I try to do everything all at once. And I just have really, it's that last minute thing. I thrive at the last minute, that procrastination. My brain just doesn't work. If I know I have 3 months for a deadline, I will literally wait 2 months and 29 days to do whatever I have to do. Like, if I give myself that time, I fuck myself. But I need that system. It's got to be idiot proof for the low energy days too. So you got to have some easy wins. But chaos, man, I'm just going to tell you guys, why am I so addicted to the chaos? Why are you addicted to the chaos? It's because of that. There's no commitment. I'm not stuck for something, you know? And if I don't prep something, then it's easy to sell myself that story of like, oh, I just didn't have time. Instead of like facing the actual fear of like, what if I go all in and I build something consistent? What if I'm consistent? What if I'm disciplined? Like, that version of me has terrified me. But what I am learning and what I want us to grow through this week is to understand that we could be free and structured at the same time. Like, I run constantly on chaos caffeine. That's what it is. It's not coffee. It's just chaos. And I've gotten so good at this that I have fooled fucking everybody. I tell you with my words that everything is crazy. I say that, but nobody really knows. You don't realize, like right now, sitting here doing this, you're watching the YouTube video, you're listening to me in your ear, I'm in survival mode. That's it. You're seeing the podcast, you're seeing the lives, you're seeing my books, you're seeing my bold posts, you're seeing the coaching wins, and you're like, man, she's really got it together. She's got it together. Bitch, the truth is I am not functioning because the chaos is working. I'm functioning because I've adapted to living in the constant state of alert. That's it. And that adaptation comes with a price. You know, there is an adrenaline loop for me. Chaos is my coffee. Oh, crap. I'm going to do a live in 20 minutes. I get that adrenaline hit. Adrenaline gives me the focus, the energy, the clarity, but it's fucking up my nervous system. I signed my first NDA last night for a phone call today, and I'm really fucking tired. I'm so tired, but this is what happened. I'm on the phone with her. We're having an amazing conversation, and I can't really react because first of all, I'm in shock. Okay. She dropped a bomb that shocked me. A few things where I'm just like in shock. So I really can't emotionally respond. And I know that she loves me, and I know she knows me. So she probably knows this is already part of who I am. But that thought of like, she probably thought I wasn't interested, when inside I'm like so excited, but I was just too tired to really react. I was just like, oh my God. Okay. I said yes. And there was no emotion behind it. I was just like, uh-huh. Okay. And what about this? And what about this? I had so many questions. My brain still has not made sense of the conversation, but this is what happened. When I get off the phone with her, I see the time and I'm like, oh shit, I have to go do this Facebook Live. I got an instant burst of energy. I got an instant burst of clarity. And right now, like, I can feel I am crashing really fucking hard. I'm crashing hard, and I crash hard after every high. I procrastinate to the last minute possible because the rush is actually what gets me to move. So my brain has decided, I've trained it to believe that urgency with creativity is how we get things done. It equates all of that together. Like, I can't be creative unless there is a deadline. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. That's not fair. So then I'm stuck in this chaos control paradox because I think this chaos gives me freedom. That's what I've told myself. But really, it's giving me this really fucking twisted illusion of control. Because if you don't plan, you don't have to risk failing. And if everything is last minute, I blame time instead of confronting that deep fear of like, bitch, what if I give this my all? What if I'm showing up consistently for 10 years and this podcast still hasn't gone anywhere? What if that happens? What if it still flops? There's all of that. So, bitch, I just have a seriously strong survival skill set. I've gotten good at surviving in chaos. So I think I'm thriving. And I feel like the little girl in me, the 15-year-old that got emancipated, that was fucking chaos. I'm 15 years old, handed the keys to the world as a fucking adult. Okay. That's insane to me. So these skills, I wasn't born with them. I acquired quite a skill set for, let's see, 15. I'm 45 now, 30 fucking years of refining the survival skills. Okay. I could write a killer post in 10 minutes flat. I wrote my book in fucking 48 hours. I could jump on a live with no notes and still fucking go crazy. You know, I go on podcasts where I don't even know what's going to happen on an interview. I don't know the questions they're going to ask me. Boom, out of control. All comes naturally. I can crank out the fucking topics because I'm wired for the fast pivot. But the truth is, I can't even be excited about the skill set because it's keeping me from building any sustainable system that would make things easy and scalable. So I'm fighting for my life here just to stay exactly where I am. And I'm yelling at you because what the fuck? Are you going to be in the same place you're in right now, a year from now? What the fuck? So I put that together today and I'm like, I have to be honest with them. Like, we're going to have to do this together because the cost of staying here where we are is the constant burnout cycle. Create, crash, recover, repeat. But I'm so busy right fucking now that I don't have time to recover. And I'm really fucking fighting to repeat. Okay. I'm never going to feel ahead Even when I am, I'll never feel like I'm ahead. And then I'm missing all these opportunities for growth because I'm always in catch-up mode. That's it. My nervous system never gets to rest. So today I felt that it's fatigue, you know? And the only reason I don't have anxiety is because I wear these damn peace patches and I pray and I meditate and I get crazy and know I'm just in this moment and I could do what I can do. But then like I get to the point of like, why am I even doing this? So I'm not trying to fuck us up right now. Okay. I don't think that this is a cold turkey situation. I really don't. I don't think that we're going to flip a switch and just love to plan and love to prepare and love to prep. Like, that's not going to fucking happen. My brain would riot. I would probably end up in a mental institution. Okay. But what I want to do and what I think we should do to work together is like replace that adrenaline chaos with just kind of calm clarity. And we're going to have to do it slowly. So like micro, you know, I'm a fan of the microdose. We're calling this microstructure. Okay. Microstructure. So let's pick one thing to anchor our week, right? One thing, what would really anchor me? And I know this feels good because I've done it, but my brain wants to fight it. Is that podcast is done on Sundays. Jesus, what time did I get my podcast done last night? I recorded the podcast before we went to volleyball. So I recorded the podcast at 6:30, had to walk out the door at 7. So I had no time to post it. I couldn't post it until almost 9 o'clock last night. So again, another move made in pure chaos, in pure just bullshit moves. That podcast should have been posted at 5 a.m. on Monday morning, you know? So it's a micro structure. I'm not trying to fix everything at once. I'm just saying like, let's do the one thing. Let's get the podcast done on Sunday. That way it posts Monday and I'm not a day behind every week. But if I start, just stay as much as my brain wants to fight that, if I can stay in it, then my brain is going to learn to associate that rhythm with safety instead of like that feeling of restriction, like I'm being held back or something. And time your chaos. Like I can't just cold turkey the chaos. Okay. So I feel like keep the chaos window one per week. Let yourself free flow or create something in the moment, but make sure everything else is predictable. You know, that way I could trick my brain into thinking I still have some excitement in my life while I'm building that stability, you know, and always have backup content. I think this is another thing. And I've had people tell me all the time, but like, it'd be nothing for me to just get some sticky notes. I never open the blinds in my window. I could fucking post sticky notes, or I even have a pegboard here, sticky notes of just like fast, easy win topics, like shit I could talk about off the cuff, super easy. I don't have to Google what's the most Googled topic. I don't depend on you guys to give me topics because those are few and far between. But that way, like, I'm not scrambling and there's just always something quick and ready there, because that way I don't get to give myself that adrenaline spike, but I can still be consistent, right? Because we want to decrease the adrenaline spike. Then we want to swap that urgency for intensity, because chaos gives me that intensity and intensity feels good and it probably translates great. But I want to just do like the short, intentional little sprints. You know, like I need a 20-minute timer to do the live video, you know, or I should be able to draft my shit in like 10 minutes. It takes me 30. Okay. I still get that dopamine hit of fast, but then I'm maybe not just self-destructing in that last minute stuff. But yeah, how do we rewire our nervous system? We're going to want to do like one pocket of rest, no content, no pressure. So we want to use time to recharge. And I know like, when you're addicted to the buzz of movement, it feels like a punishment to just sit still and do nothing. But I do like that. I do start to crave the calm. In fact, I've been reading a lot because it just takes me off of, I shut down creative mode. I'm just in someone else's world, you know? You don't have to kill chaos though. Like, I'm going to just be honest, like chaos is a part of my magic, but I definitely need to get it on a leash so that it's working for me, because I want to move forward. I don't want to just keep spinning my wheels. Like, I'm doing one big fucking burnout with my life right now. Pretty soon there's going to be no rubber on the tires and nobody can drive without that shit, right? You just fucking ruin the car. That's what's happening. So I'm just doing one big burnout. I actually want to let go of the brakes and move forward. Okay. It's, you know, podcast done on Sunday, that feels good to me. Because Monday morning, I know exactly what I'm going to have to say, what I'm going to post. Then I get the emails done. I'm beating myself up this week because the emails aren't done. But then even my lives are fun because I'm not like scrambling or trying to come up with a topic. Like off the cuff has always been the best for me, you know? So that's it. Stop waking up every morning and deciding what to do on the fly, Brandon. You know, you guys got to stop trying to cook dinner without groceries and hoping that it's going to taste amazing. You're going to figure it out. You know, I think something else that might help if you're a content creator, I think like, what if we batch our topics, you know, like pick a theme for the month. I did Burn It Down for June and that was great till it wasn't, you know, or like building discipline or calling your shot. Everything from each week can flow from that theme. You know, idea vaults are important. I think having a list of just ideas, you know, because I'll get inspiration in random places. I just do the dumps, like keep a notebook with you at all times. Do the dumps. You don't need a prison schedule. I feel like we need that flexible rhythm, you know, podcast first, it's going to anchor everything. That's my agenda. Right. And one podcast topic can be five different things for me. You know, part of my chaos is that my Facebook Live and my podcast are not the same topics, right? Because I think who wants to hear the same thing twice? But really, podcasts, that's my long-winded version. I can make my Facebook Live just a little rant version of the podcast. And then obviously an Instagram post, an email, a Facebook post, all of these things can go and flow together if I could work on being consistent. And it that would change my workload, you know? That's it. And content is heavy if you're pouring from an empty tank. And I know that. So I feel like as much as I've thought about this, I thought stacking recording days sounded like a great idea. Do my hair and makeup, record multiple things, and then I'm done. That's great. Or like pre-recording backups so that I don't look so inconsistent when shit really does happen. That way I'm not ghosting you guys. Because right now, I know you guys are like, this bitch has been flaky as fuck. Right? She went from 5 days a week, 5 a.m. every morning to a couple months off. Well, I always take a couple months off. Like holiday time, I won't be here. But what if I have batched episodes that you guys can still hear? Right? So this kind of stuff. But the truth is, like, I start thinking all of this and I want to do everything all at once and I overcommit. So it just happens. We're in it, you guys. We are in it. And this is, you know, the paradox. It really is. But part of the overthinking, like, I know that you guys don't care if my hair is fucked. You don't care if I say too much. Like, you care if I'm here. And that means a lot to me because I would get stuck on all those things. You know, I do first takes. That helps a lot. So if that's something, if you're a chaos addict and you don't do the first takes and you're worried about shit, these are things that have made my life easier. I give myself permission to not cover everything here. I can save stuff for another episode, right? And just, why are you doing this? You know, everyone's like, figure out your why. That really does matter to me. Cause when I start feeling tapped out, I start to think like, I'm not just making noise. I'm not just filling time. I have a lot of other things I'd rather be doing. I'm building a legacy. You know, I want to build that trust with consistency. I want that transformation. I want people to start telling me how they have stepped in their potential because I stepped into mine. You know how many people I thank for stepping into their potential because it inspired me to do that. That's the payoff. The payoff is like my audience is taking massive action. That's it. I've listened to a lot of self-help podcasts that never had me move the needle. No one was relatable. You know, everyone was like this perfection princess, Instagram princess. It was all bullshit to me. I've been had a lot. I fell for a lot of bullshit. My naive, stupid ass fell for a lot of things. And I wanted to be something that was different out here. I wanted to be someone who was real in the fucking arena with you guys, taking the same hits I'm telling you to learn to take and to throw back. You know, we're in the arena. We're getting our ass kicked. That's okay. Why are we doing it though? Because of that legacy, because of the legacy. And because I want one person to be like, man, I can do this. If she could do this, I can do this. I want you to look at me like, the fuck, if she could do it, I could do it. I want that. Okay. And this is the thing, like, what is the truth about this? If you're too busy to prep or to prepare for this stuff, you're not busy, like you're too scattered. So I know, and I'm going to share the truth with you, is that prep isn't optional if you want to stay sane and stay consistent. Either you control the machine or the machine controls you. So I'm going to give myself 7 days to stop being the queen of chaos. I'm going to try the prep without panic thing. So if you see me next week, okay, looking frazzled, hair in a bun, and just saying I don't have time, I want you to flood the comments and call me out, call me a liar, tell everybody I'm addicted to chaos. I need you to hold me accountable, y'all. I mean, right now at this point, my AI is smarter than me, and I fucking hate that for myself. I hate that for myself. So 7 days, why don't you do this with me? Okay. I mean, we've done much harder things. Okay. This is not going to fucking kill us. It's going to be really uncomfortable, and maybe we can vent to each other, because it is just going to be about embracing the suck. But hello, my name is Brandon and I'm a chaos addict. And if you are too, then let's microdose a strategy. Okay. I love you guys. Make sure you share this episode with someone that you know is a chaos addict, just in case they may need this. Make sure you're following me on Facebook and subscribe to this podcast. If you're going to leave a review, make sure it is written. I appreciate the stars. I love you for that. But the written reviews are going to be what scales me on the Apple and Spotify list so that more people can have me in their ear. So we're not going to be selfish here. Or maybe you want to be mean and share this with someone that you think it would annoy. Do that too, okay? But anyway, I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.